Good morning. My guests this morning are Argo Thompson, Melissa Clare, and Heather Gordon from the Left Edge Theater. Good morning, all of you.
Thanks for having us here.
I'm very glad to have you. We are talking about a play that has already opened at the theater called God of Carnage. Give us, if you can, about a minute of it.
Oh, sure. Oh, you want to see a little scene from it? So,
yes.
Yeah, this is two couples come together because their sons had an altercation on the playground, and they're trying to solve it, and they end up behaving worse than children. So here's just a little touch of it.
Okay.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Novak.
Go on. Go. But can I say one thing? Having met you two, it's pretty clear that for what's-his-name, Benjamin, there are mitigating circumstances.
When you murdered that hamster.
Murdered?
Yes.
I murdered the hamster?
Yes. You've done your best to make us feel guilty, but your virtue went straight out that window when you decided to become a killer.
I absolutely did not murder that hamster.
Worse! You left it shivering with terror in a hostile environment. That poor little hamster was bound to be eaten by a dog or a rat.
It's true. That is true.
What do you mean it's true?
It's true. What do you expect me to say? It's appalling what must have happened to that poor little creature.
I thought the hamster would be happy to be liberated. I thought it was going to run off down the gutter jumping for joy.
Well, it didn't.
And you abandoned it.
I can't touch those things. For criminy's sake, Ronnie, you know very well I'm incapable of touching that whole species.
He has a phobia about rodents.
That's right. I'm frightened of rodents. I'm terrified of snakes, anything close to the ground. I don't want them near me, so that's the end of it. And I find it intolerable to be on trial all of a sudden for this hamster saga that you've seen fit to reveal. It's a personal matter, which is nobody else's business but ours, and which has nothing to do with the present situation. And I find it incomprehensible to be called a killer in my own home.
What's your home got to do with it?
My home. The doors of which I have opened. The doors of which I have opened wide in spirit of reconciliation to people who ought to be grateful to me for it.
Don't you feel any guilt?
I feel no guilt whatsoever. I have always found that creature repulsive. I'm ecstatic that it's gone.
Michael, don't be ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? Have you gone crazy as well? Their son beats up Henry, and I get pooped on because of a hamster?
You behaved very badly with that hamster. You can't deny it.
Screw the hamster.
You won't be able to say that to your daughter this evening.
Bring her on. I'm not going to let myself be told how to behave by some 9-year-old snot nose.
Pathetic.
Careful, Veronica. You be careful. I've been extremely restrained up to now.
And what about Henry?
What about Henry?
Isn't he upset?
If you remember, Henry has other problems.
Henry was less attached to Nibbles.
Stupid name as well.
If you feel no guilt, why do you expect our son to feel any?
You get the idea.
Yes. Yes, right. What is
it's
the hamster thing? That's what
really
I want to know.
Really good behavior for their sons.
Right.
And we can see why.
So this is a play that was written by Yasmina Reza and translated into English. From what language?
French.
I was expecting Persian, to tell you.
Interesting. Yeah, I think in France, too, we had this discussion in rehearsal. The raising of a child is like a civic responsibility. So in America, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
That it's a personal choice how parents are going to raise. And so that comes into light when one child behaves so badly. Is it other parents' responsibility to bring it
right
the attention and have a conversation
right
with them?
Right. Well, this has a lot of meaning for lots of American families as well. So it opened on the 18th and plays through the 2nd.
That's
is that right.
Right. Two more weekends.
Okay.
Yeah, until April 2nd.
Okay. And the address of the theater?
50 Mark West Springs Road at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts.
The Luther Burbank
That's
Center
right.
is
LBC
back.
Is
no
back.
More Wells Fargo. Okay. Thank you. Let's tell people once again that this is God of Carnage, now playing at the Luther Burbank Center, and we'll be playing through April 2nd. If you call 546-3600 and say the magic words KRCB25, you get some special prices. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.